This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver voters have rejected an effort to force the city to take a harder line with homeless encampments. The initiative would have required the city to remove camps within 3 days of a complaint and limited the number of allowed camping locations in Denver to 4. Denverite's Desiree Mathurin says even some opponents of the measure thought voters would go for it.
Because people are upset at how long it takes the city to clean up encampments. They're upset with just the general encampments themselves. So I do think people thought it would pass.
A Denver judge struck down a portion of the anti-camping initiative before the election because federal courts have said law enforcement must give people living in encampments more warning before removing them. Colorado is trying to boost the use of monoclonal antibody treatments for those who get sick with COVID-19. The state enrolled 161 providers plus 2 new buses to give people the treatment. Governor Jared Polis says they're available to people who test positive with mild to moderate symptoms and who are at high risk of developing severe illness.
This is early in the course of infection, mild to moderate symptoms, and you're older or at risk. This can reduce the likelihood of you being hospitalized by 70%.
Polis says the treatments are no substitute for the vaccine, which should be the first line of defense against the virus. Fans headed to the X Games in January will have to show that they're fully vaccinated and wear a mask indoors when they're not eating or drinking. ESPN says Buttermilk Ski Area in Aspen is set to host the games for the 21st year. You're listening to CPR News. You can find these stories and more on our website.